2 Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Campbell, and it's my absolute pleasure to interview each of our members so you can get to know them just that little bit better.
Now, have you noticed those stains on your eave of your house? The mould which starts to grow and that discoloration in the corners near the gutter? Well, turns out it's actually not too bad for your health, but it does really annoy me when I pull in my driveway. I've just found out the reason. Talking with Dave Edward from Gutter Night here in Perth, he can solve this for you with one of his products, and he can solve it quickly, efficiently, and it won't cost you the earth. David, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, those stains that I get on the eaves of my home, which I'm just seems to be forever scrubbing off, what's actually happening there?
Very simply, the leaves have just accumulated in the gutters over time. Gutters most probably haven't been cleaned out. And when you get the heavy rains, the water backs up into your eaves and it has to go somewhere. And that's why you just sort of see it creating watermarks there.
Okay. So as the water evaporates from there, the mould from outside settles there, it germinates and it sort of just gets googly.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's easily avoided.
Do I have to get up on a ladder and clean them out every 3 months?
It's keeping the leaves out, because the thing is, if you get your gutters clean today and there's a bit of a heavy wind, you're going to get leaves and debris back in your gutter tonight. Whereas if you actually get them protected with gutter guards, you're going to stop any debris getting in there, which is going to help your gutters last a lot longer.
Okay, so when we're talking about gutter guard, I'm assuming you're not installing a small range of elves that run around and clean the gutter for me, you know, with their little suits and their swords. That's not what we're talking about, is it?
No, that's not. First of all, we don't use plastic and we don't stick it down. Because everything else on your roof, if it's a metal roof, everything's screwed down. So all of our fixings are screwed down. So it makes it a permanent solution to block gutters.
So why don't you use plastic?
Nothing on your roof is plastic for good reason. It can't cope with the temperatures. When you're working on a roof installing gutter guard, the reflective heat up there is phenomenal. And we actually remove plastic gutter guards quite often that have just completely deformed and they actually catch and trap leaves.
Is that because it's not UV stable or it's just not supposed to be there?
They're not really designed for it. It's basically the way they do it is they just curve a bit of meshed plastic into your gutter and it just can't take the heat and it can't take the weight of the leaves falling on it and it actually traps the leaves in there. So when we pull that out, we're actually pulling out gardens almost. There's stuff growing in there because it's actually holding all the debris in place.
Because that would sit there and it would break down and the seeds are there and it would then you've got moisture and
yep.
Nice. Well, yeah, that's fine if you wanted a rooftop garden.
Exactly.
Is it just a case of when my gutters block up, I get water in my eaves? That's really the only thing which can go wrong, isn't it?
No, because if you've got leaves in your gutters and they're staying damp, your gutters are going to rust out a lot quicker. So once again, by having gutter guards installed, it's going to make your gutters have a longer lifespan. And aesthetically, it doesn't look good. They're not functioning properly. And it costs a lot more to replace your gutters than it does to install gutter guards.
Wouldn't it just be easier to take your gutters off and not have them at all?
A lot of people do say that. But, you know, there's a lot of people collect rainwater for their water tanks. So much would need change. If you didn't have gutters, you've actually got to change a lot around the foundations and the drainage around our house as well.
Right, of course.
So it's not as simple as just removing gutters.
I guess if you are collecting water and you have got gutters full of leaves, wouldn't that taint the water or fill?
Oh, massively. Mm. Yeah, the debris that gets in there, even though there's filters going into the water tank itself, the debris still goes through, the discoloration goes through. So it's a way of getting cleaner drinking water or water from there.
Obviously, Gutter Guard has a great reputation in Perth and it's out there doing its thing. Now, I must admit, I was poking around before I did this interview, as you do, and I noticed that you seem to have an awful lot of reviews, really positive reviews on Google Business. Surely Google Business reviews are pretty easy to get. But your guys just glowed. It wasn't just great job, Dave. These guys were really detailed about how rocking you were. How have you gone about this Google review stuff? Because it does require a clarification.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that's important to me. It's good old-fashioned customer service. I think it just counts for so much. So when I first talk to a customer, when someone's inquiring about a product, you know, if it's an email or a voicemail or something like that, you get back to them quickly. You tell them who you are. You start conversing properly with them. When you make an appointment to go and measure up, you turn up that few minutes early. People aren't used to people being there on time.
And how often do you get, really? You're here on time.
Exactly.
And it's like, well, that shouldn't be a point of difference, but it's beginning to be.
It counts for so much. So, you know, you're setting the right tone then. when you then measure up, you discuss exactly what you're going to do with the customers. You show them pictures of previous jobs so they can see what it's going to look like.
You can't inform your customers. Don't be ridiculous. That will never catch on. It will never catch on.
Which is great. That's why I've got so many reviews, because no one else is going to catch on to it.
It's fantastic. Now, talking of a little bit about you, you said you obviously introduce yourself and tell them where you're from and what you're doing. Where are you from?
If you haven't guessed already, I'm from North London. Originally.
North London. Now, North London to Perth, it's a bit of a hop, skip,
it's a long commute.
And a jump. Yeah. It is a commute.
Yeah, quite a long one. But no, I've been in Perth for 9 years now.
Okay.
Love it. Got a young family and just love the lifestyle, the way of life. It's fantastic.
And I guess the sunshine here, the beautiful deciduous trees and everything, it does create a business.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, I can't imagine North London needing gutter guard.
Not too often. There's not a huge demand for it there, no.
No. So what were you doing before you came to Australia?
Well, originally, about 30 years ago, I actually started off in guttering, actually installing guttering.
Ah, so this is not a new thing?
Not 100%. It's a slight twist on something that I did originally.
So the good thing about that is it says you're definitely not afraid of heights.
No, I'm getting more afraid as years go by. So,
that's all right. Apprentice, it's almost time for an apprentice. You send, exactly. Send the young ones up the ladders.
Exactly. So I started off doing that about 30 odd years ago in the UK. Did it for a little while, but then I fancied something different. I actually enjoyed the interaction with the customers. Mm-hmm. So I then got into sales. And this is where my customer service bit comes from, because you know the value of communication, the honesty, follow up with people, just doing everything the way it should be done. So I did that for most of the time I was in the UK. But also when I was emigrating, I knew that I didn't want to stay in sales. I wanted to do something different. And that's where I thought, well, go back to something you semi-know. And that's where Gutter Night came from.
Cool. So you've got the combination of your, obviously, early career in guttering, so you understand how the gutter systems are supposed to work, which also means when you go up to have a look at it from a gutter guard point of view, you can go, oh, no, hang on a minute, there's no header box here, we need better capacity. Can you give that advice as well? When you go to do that, go, hang on, this system isn't going to perform like you want it to.
Yeah, you do. And, you know, there's been a few customers where you've actually said, you know, you need to get that sorted out before you get your gutter guards installed, because you're just covering over a problem that's still going to be there.
Okay, so you've got the background there to understand how the system is supposed to work. You can give that advice. Mm-hmm. Obviously, a fantastic product because it's appropriate for the roofs.
Yeah, it's screwed down on metal roofs, but it's all Australian made. That's a big thing about it as well. So everything colour coordinates to the roof. So if you've got...
And that's so important. Well, look at the colour bond ads. People stand in their driveways and look at their roofs.
Yep. And people have got different colour gutters to roof. So we can make sure that each component matches your gutter and your roof colour. So aesthetically, it disappears. People are concerned it's going to stand out. But it really blends in. Mm. And that's why when we finish an installation, we take pictures of the completed job. Because not everyone wants to or can jump up to check you've done what you said you're going to do.
True.
And it's only then that we give the pictures to the customer that they actually pay the bill.
Nice.
So everything's done on trust that, you know, it's going to be a completed, satisfactory job before they actually make payment.
Nice. So you got the experience to get up there, know what the system's supposed to look like, have got a fantastic Australian-made product that is appropriate to the roof, blends in, makes everything look tickety-boo and gorgeous.
Yep.
And with your sales background, you're so customer focused that you end up with a billion rave reviews on, well, not quite a billion. I'm still working towards a billion.
I'm on the way.
Yeah. You've made great progress towards a billion reviews on Google Plus. So if people need to actually have that proof, if you like, they can go and read your reviews and see other people's experiences.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, I can send out glossy brochures. I can tell people all the right bits and pieces, but they actually want to hear from a customer. What does a paying customer think of Gutter Night, think of Dave Edwards, think of the service, the quality of the job and everything. And I can actually substantiate every single review that I've got. I can match it with an invoice and prove that they're all authentic.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, 100%. That's what it's got to be about. And they know that if something's made up, they can tell when you get there. They can tell by the service, the way you present, the quality of the product. It's the way that we clean the site as we're doing the job. All the green waste that gets removed from the gutters goes straight into the customer's green bin. Any of my waste gets put in a rubbish bin and taken away with us.
You don't clean up after you.
Strangely enough. And we don't fill up the customer's bin at the same time.
That's just crazy talk.
Yeah.
A tradesman that knows what they're doing, has great customer service, fantastic reviews, and cleans up after them.
And turns up on time.
And turns up on time, Dave. I think this clearly, clearly you're going to change the face of Perth. If you could just give people one piece of advice when it comes to maintaining their gutters, other than obviously giving you a call and going for the gutter night option, if they've got the plastic, if they've got one, everything else, what should they be doing?
Remove it.
Remove the plastic, they're better off without it?
Very simple. I went out to a job the other week and the guy had just bought, he was having a granny flat built after getting gutter guard for the granny flat. And he said he was putting this gutter brush in some of the house. I said, have you actually put it in yet? And he went, no, it's just sitting down there. I went, we'll take it back. He was going, why? Well, if you think that the idea of your gutter is for water to flow in it, you put gutter brush on it, you're filling up 3/4 of your gutter with gutter brush. So your water flows disappeared immediately. By the nature of gutter brush, leaves are going to be, they're going to fall and they're going to stay trapped in it. So you're blocking your gutter up even more and you're collecting it. He wasn't, but you imagine if you're in a bushfire area and you're collecting leaves in your gutters, you've got all the ember problems as well. Wow. So yeah, going back to your original question, if you've got anything that doesn't fit properly and isn't doing what it's supposed to do, get rid of it. It's going to cause you more problems than save you trouble.
Okay, so you're better off with nothing. If you're not going down the gutter guard route, you're actually better off with nothing than with some of these products which block the water flow, trap the leaves and
do all
those things.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, because like ember guard's another important thing as well. Now, for people, we've got a lot of bushfire areas around Perth, and when people are building in bushfire areas, you can't have any openings bigger than 2 millimeters. It's called BAL, bushfire alert level.
Right.
So we've actually got an ember guard which is specifically designed, and it's got a zero spread fire rating. So because if you imagine you've got embers flying about and you've got leaves trapped in your gutter, your house is on fire. If you can protect any leaves getting in by using ember guard, you're protecting your house as well.
So that works in a similar way to the gutter guard, but it protects that extra level for bushfire.
Yeah, it's a finer mesh made out of steel, slightly different fixings to it, designed specifically as an ember guard for bushfire areas.
And this is something you know, which are the bushfire areas. I think probably most people who live in bushfire areas will be aware of that. But if they're not, you can certainly advise on which product is better for the area that they live in.
Oh, definitely. And most houses in those areas have actually got bushfire rating.
Right.
And normally it's like, you know, up to 19 is a standard house. Over 19 is in a bushfire area. Right. And there's different levels above that. But you hear the adverts and you see the adverts all the time about being prepared, bushfire ready. Firechat.org, all these different things are all promoting protection in those areas. And this is just another small way that can make a huge difference.
Fantastic. So again, a conversation with you. So as well as the obvious thing of keeping leaves out and fire embers out, it would make sense. Like you see so many of those eaves which are open. Does it stop birds and various other gooblies rampaging around in your roof space?
100%. We've done quite a few jobs where people are using it to stop firming getting into the roof space, because they can literally get in the gutter and climb up underneath your tile or your metal roof sheets.
And you hear them and they shift your insulation about.
Yeah, they do no end of damage in there. So we've had quite a few instances where people have got us in to protect the gutters to stop vermin getting in there.
Oh, great. So we can keep the leaves out, the fire embers out, and the little buggers out.
Oh, 100%.
Do they do cockroaches?
No.
Boo.
they're too, they couldn't get in there, but cockroaches can get everywhere, so I'm not going to make that claim.
No, but wouldn't it be nice if your ember guard also kept the cockroaches out?
Yeah.
You'd have me in an instant. If people want to know more about this product and more about you, best way to put them to contact you?
Best way, they can just phone me up. The telephone number's 0449 622 67. They can go on the website, which is www.gutternightperth.com.au, or email me at dave.edward@gutternight.com.au.
Thanks for joining us on District 32 Radio. If you'd like to know more, please head across to our website, district32.com.au.